Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
That's right. It is the Grilling Guys, so it must be the weekend. Thanks for joining us. Jop is in Kansas City on an extended vacation, having more fun than he deserves, and filling in for him again this week, because she did so well last week, is the lovely Shasta from Old World Olive Company.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Nice to have a nice feminine voice and your beautiful face here in the studio. If I can keep my producer, Mr. Brian Fongers, behind the board, we'll be doing well. Because secretly, he's always had a crush on you.
Oh, I shouldn't say that on the air. I'm so flattered.
So on the live line right now, live from Kansas City, Missouri, is the Jop. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing well, man. I'm down here on a little R&D for the show. I've been down in Kansas City now almost a week. Came down to watch a little bit of the Midwest Regionals, connecting with an old buddy. You know, we talk a lot about that on the show, but one of my Shartucky buddies that I went to high school with lives down here. And then when we heard Michigan, even though I'm a state guy, but he said, I got the tickets. If you get down here, we can watch a game. So kind of hard to turn that down when a buddy reaches out like that.
That's awesome. How come we weren't invited?
Well, I think he only had a few tickets, and I was on the short list, must be. I'm usually not on a short list of anything. But
hey, listen, we miss you. Listen to this.
Yeah? You miss me. Oh, yeah. All right. If we were on TV, you'd see me drinking a Bloody Mary right now.
Well, you sound like you might have had a few last night. I mean, I recognize the voice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not one to lie to people, so maybe
sure.
I did. Yeah,
right. All right.
Yeah. Never embellishes.
Right,
So anyway, you got to go to Original One. They're on the next segment, so we're going to – did you meet Mike Downs?
I did not. He was when I was there, he was not in, but I did spend some time in the store and got lots of samples to bring back for you, Bob, because they've got some new stuff on the market. I'm sure he'll tell you about it, but really cool place.
And isn't it nice?
It's like a factory outlet, but it's also just loaded with stuff and lots of tasty items. And, of course, I stocked up on my green apple barbecue sauce that is from Stockyard.
Yeah. So you didn't go back into the R&D center or the factory or any of that part?
No,
of it?
Because, again, he wasn't there.
So yeah, it's a huge place.
Yeah.
How about the smell when you get out of your car in the parking lot? Is it not a magnificent aroma? I mean,
it is. And it's kind of like the restaurant that says they're a Fryer exhaust fan out in the parking lot. So when you smell right, you walk up. This is the same thing. Wonderful.
So speaking of restaurants, where have you hit so far?
Well, you know what? I've been a lot of places, but I want to talk about one over in Overland Park that was called Brobeck's. And I had a little radio shy owner there that wouldn't get on the radio with me, but basically they had something over there that were burnt ends, but it was brisket.
So you went to Brobeck's. Did you hit any of those restaurants? I sent you a whole list of the top four favorites.
Yes, we have. We've hit a couple of them. And again, I was unable to schedule any interviews with people because I'm a guest down here with some people, and our schedules are a little bit flexible, so making appointments is doing a little bit of a challenge. I've been trying to be respectful of everybody else, but at the end of the day, I've had some fabulous barbeque. They made this Brobeck's. They make this thing called a ham salad dip, and it's kind of like that bologna salad.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
It's made with smoked ham.
Yep.
And oh man,
it's
is that
amazing
stuff.
Good.
Yeah, I'll be trucking some of that back with us so we can have it. They said it'll keep for a couple weeks.
You know that wonderful attachment you got me for Maureen's big mixer,
right?
That little meat grinder?
Yeah.
I take my ham scraps and I run them through there with pickles and onions and peppers, and I do the same thing. Put a little cream cheese in it.
Yeah.
It's great on a cracker.
Exactly what this is. The other thing they had here that was cool is they'll take an onion slice and they'll cut it up into little straws, and they do the same thing with jalapenos, and they throw a little breading on them. and mix them together in a bowl and then deep fry them real quick. And they call them Texas toothpicks. And you don't know if you're getting an onion, a little slice of onion, or a little slice of jalapeno when you grab one and eat it. Then it's just a really cool combination.
Keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was. It was a pretty cool combination. But, you know, the Kansas City barbecue scene, we've had a couple just really big, juicy steaks, too, down here. And that's really one of my preferences. If I can get that big old bone-in ribeye, man, those have just been dynamite.
Kansas City steakhouses were famous long before their barbecue scene, and that's because if you head on down to the Stockyards, you'll see why their steak market was so big, because they've run millions and millions of head of cattle through that town, and it's still the center of the universe for beef in this country.
Yep, it is, and you know, just a number of restaurants, really good ones down here.
I did a little bit of research on this, knowing that I would be on in your place today, and I wanted to sound, you know, half as educated as you are, Job.
Right.
So,
right.
Well, some of the
low bar. Low bar.
I think I've passed the bar already.
She hasn't offended.
Sure.
She hasn't offended me once.
Right. We've had no callers that
the limbo contest.
No one's hung up on us yet, so we're good. But you know, some of the cool facts that I found last night are that Kansas City refers to the specific regional barbecue style of meat that's slowly cooked, and it started in the early 1900s. And Kansas City is really where, you know, when you say Kansas City barbecue, any state can say it, but it really truly did originate there. And they use a different variety of woods, and then they cover it with a tomato-based, molasses-based sauce, and just, you know, simmer it until it's thick and almost sticky.
Yeah. Yep, I've experienced some of that. And you know, everybody wants their own little shtick when you go into their restaurant. This Brobeck's that I went to serves everything dry, and all the sauces are on the side.
Right.
And you know, even their little slogan is our you know, need sauce on it, right? Our meat's so good, you don't need the sauce. And
but it sure makes it better.
Yeah,
well, that's a personal choice. That's the best way to do it, actually, if you don't sauce it. Because some people, like me, I'm not a big sauce guy. I like selling sauce. I just don't like eating it. But you got to get to Oklahoma Joe's original location before you leave. You promised me you'd do that.
All right, Oklahoma Joe's. Headed that way. Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna. You'll just enjoy it, because it's quite something to see.
All right. Well, hey, Shasta, thanks so much for sitting in for me.
Hey, no problem.
It.
I'll drink the other beer that Bob brought for you.
We've got Right Brain. We've got Right Brain coming up next. So Russ Springsteen, not Bruce, will be on the show. And we're going to be trying out a few of his. Right now, we're trying his Dead Kettle IPA, and it is phenomenal. I was up there last week with Maureen, and just had a great time. Love the Right Brain. But this is all about Kansas City-style barbecue. We're on the live line right now with Jop. He might never come back, so we're going to have to figure out a way to do the show with you being there.
Yeah,
and
it's been a week,
and
I don't
here.
Want to leave. If you're a barbecue guy, this is kind of a place to come visit. You know what I mean?
Good education for you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Raising Arizona, right here on The Grilling Guys. Jop, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. Pour another bloody and enjoy your vacation. Your well-deserved vacation.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
you.
Buddy.
See ya.
Okay, so coming up next, we're going to talk with Russ Springsteen from Right Brain Brewing Company, one of Michigan's great startup breweries that has exploded. They're all across the country, right up there with Bell's and some of the other mega brewers that are going, and you won't want to miss this.